be ready for worship today. I'm ready, and we have entered into the house of the Lord to worship Him. Today's scripture is Psalm 84, so all the music is built around worshiping the Lord today, and different styles of hymns and songs as well, but I hope that you'll join in and sing along. The first song is kind of an upbeat, get after it song. We're going to have a good time with it. I want you to do that as well. And after you kind of get the feel for it, sing along with us. You're certainly welcome to do that. This is not for entertainment purposes, although we hope it's well done. But we're going to do our best to give glory and honor to the Lord. Welcome. If you're our visitors and guests here today, thank you for coming. And if you're Gunnersville First Baptist folks and been coming all your life, then you're welcome too. We're glad you're here today. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we bless your holy name, for you are Almighty God, and we've gathered in this place to worship your name. Better is one day in your house than a thousand or more elsewhere. We're glad to be here in your presence, thankful for our pastor leading us in that scripture today and those surrounding it, the verses surrounding it, and just help us to catch hold of what you want us to learn and to grow from today and put into practice the words that you share with us, God. Thank you for each person that's here. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and your power, for you are Christ in us, the hope of glory. And I thank you, Lord, that we are in you. And Lord, it's great to be here. What a mystery it is that Creator of the universe would love us so much, that he would send his Son to die on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins, and then to rise again on the third day. Lord, you are glorious and worthy of worship. In Jesus' name. Amen. That makes me want to clap, so join me. Let's clap and praise the Lord. He is worthy of worship.
Some days I climb the mountain, some days I touch the clouds. Some days my best friend has been the cold, hard ground. But there's mercy in you each morning, comfort through the night. My eyes are fixed on Jesus, and I'm gonna be all right. I got that hallelujah feeling down in my soul. I got that hallelujah feeling that it won't let go. I've been born again, yes and amen. No matter what comes, I know I got that hallelujah feeling down in my soul.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, just because it's raining doesn't mean the sun won't shine. There's a season for the struggles, there's a season for the prize. But my hope is never fading, 'cause it's anchored in the truth. My Father goes before me, and His joy will see me through. I got that hallelujah feeling down in my soul. I got that hallelujah feeling that it won't let go. I've been born again, yes and amen. No matter what comes, I know I got that hallelujah feeling down in my soul. Got that solid rock like pavement. I might bend, but I'm not breaking. I know who's on my side. When everything is shaking, got that solid rock like pavement. I might bend, but I'm not breaking. I know who's on my side.
When everything is shaking,
got that solid. Lord is on my side. Hallelujah. Feeling down in my soul. I got that hallelujah. Feeling that it won't let go. I've been born again. Yes and amen. No matter what comes, I know I got that hallelujah. Feeling down in my soul.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
Let's stand together as we sing about the greatness of God. It's hymn number 147, if you'd like to turn there. How great thou art.
Welcome. Yeah. Thank you, choir. Welcome to First Baptist Church. So glad you're here. Take a few minutes and walk around. Welcome your friends. Glad you're with us today. Thank you.
is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is all I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness, my righteousness. Almighty God, there is none like you. All I want to do is love you. All I want to do is worship. All I want to do is stay here right at your feet as I lift my hands. Lord, let your fire fall and rekindle. Worship as I lift my hands, Lord, let your fire fall and rekindle. What's
of worship. He's wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus our Lord. We'll sing that beautiful song together and move right into our offertory hymn, Worthy of Worship. So we'll sing all three stanzas of it. So we'll stand as we get to the last one, which begins with Almighty Father. So be ready for that. Let's worship as we sing together. His name is wonderful.
Jesus, my Lord, He is the
Lord, with grateful hearts, thankful hearts, Lord. Thankful that, Lord, all good things come from you. And, Lord, may we count our blessings one by one. Lord, we're thankful, Lord, that you love us and care for us and provide for us. And, Lord, you and you alone are worthy of honor and glory and praise. So we come before you this morning, Lord, just to worship you, you alone, and praise your holy name. Lord, as we take up an offering this morning, we just pray that you multiply and bless it, Lord, and may it be used to know you and to make you known. We love you and we need you. And we pray and say these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
I got to thinking about this next song that we're going to sing. It's taken directly from the scripture, Psalm 84. And it It's a song that was popular back in the late 90s and early 2000s in the church and in Christian circles and concerts and things like that. And all the years I've been leading worship, I've never led this song before this week. And we did it in early worship this morning, and then the choir learned it in one night. And just, we want to bless the Lord. It's easy to pick up, and we want you to sing along with us as we sing, "Better Is One Day in Your Courts."
I ask.
All right, so let that song just run around in your head as we open up the Word, Psalm 84, because that song, songs that we've been singing all morning long, Ken led us in singing all morning, have come from Psalm, many of those have come from Psalm 84. That is our text for today. Summer Psalms, the heart of the gospel in the Psalms. And so we've been scouring through many of the Psalms, Psalms of David. This is not a song of David. This is a psalm from the choir director, the psalmist. And so you'll see how that all comes to play, especially when we get to verse 10 and how that song, just let that just song just kind of roll around in your head. Let it play in your heart. So just put it on the a loop as we think about this sermon today. You know, you can tell a lot about a person based on where he or she spends their time. Let me say that again. You can tell a lot about a person based on where he or she spends their time. I can talk a big game all I want, but you learn something about me. Who I am and what I believe in based on where I spend my time. You know, somebody can say, you know, I just love my family. Oh, I just love my family. But if they never spend time with their family, do they really love their family? You know, it's easy to talk a big game. You know, some people just love everybody thinking that they're the hardest working person in the world. Nobody works harder than me. And so somebody might say, oh, I just work all the time. Oh, just my fingers to the bone. I just work. But then if he spends 6 days out of seven at the golf course, then you have to think, you know, I don't know that he really does work all of the time. So you can tell a lot about a person, not so much by what they say or where they say they are, but you can learn a lot about a person based on where they spend their time. Well, God's people show their deep commitment to Him by longing to do what? To be with Him, to spend their time with Him, and to spend their time with God's people. And today's passage provides us with a great example of what it means to be devoted to the Lord above all else. Daniel West writes, Psalm 84 reveals the heart of a psalmist who saw worshiping the Lord as his highest priority. All right, so understand, Psalm 84 is not just about going to church. All right, let's get that out of the way. Old school preachers would probably take Psalm 84 and preach it that if you don't come to church, you're bad. But there's so much, it's so deeper than that. It is so much deeper than that. It reveals the heart of a psalmist who saw worshiping the Lord above everything else. That was his highest priority. Not just going to church on Sunday, but every day. The author begins with a declaration of the loveliness of God's dwelling place, which is a reference to the temple of the Lord, what we would call the sanctuary. From the description of the colors, cloths, precious metals, fine woods used to build first the tabernacle and then the temple, we know that these sanctuaries were aesthetically beautiful and engaging to all of the five senses. In turn, this shows us that God has a love for beauty and that it is right that we would make places where we worship appropriately beautiful because that's what God deserves. But we would make a mistake to understand the psalmist's reference to the loveliness of God's house as having primary reference to the physical beauty of the temple. That is to say, we would make a huge mistake if we think that the psalmist is just simply talking about you got to have a pretty place to go worship and you go on Sunday to worship. No, in the first instance, he says the temple was beautiful because God was beautiful. And God chose to make his dwelling place there. However, the opposite is just as true. When idolatry was committed there, the Lord left the building. It was no longer a lovely place, but it was an empty tomb fit only for destruction. So we learn very quickly that this psalm, Psalm 84, is one of the great psalms. It is about the worship and adulation of God the Father, and it is more than just going to church, but it is about the heart of a worshiper, a child of God who has a heart, a mind, a body, and a soul to worship God the Father Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, it doesn't matter. Any day, Sunday, any day, the worship of Almighty God. So with that in mind, listen to what the psalmist says. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of heaven's armies. I long, yes, I faint with longing to enter the courts of the Lord. With my whole being, body and soul, that is with everything I've got, physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, I will shout joyfully to the living God. Even the lowest of the low, the sparrow, the most plentiful bird on earth finds a home, and the swallow builds her nest and raises her young. At a place near your altar, O Lord of heaven's armies, my King and my God. What joy for those who can live in your house, always singing your praises. What joy for those whose strength comes from the Lord, who have set their minds on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. When they walk through the valley of weeping, it will become a place of refreshing springs. The autumn rains will clothe it with blessings. They will continue to grow stronger, and each of them will appear before God of Jerusalem. O Lord God of heaven's armies, hear my prayer. Listen, O God of Jacob. And God, O God, look with favor upon the king, our shield. Show favor to the one that you have already anointed. One single day, he says, just one day in the house of the Lord is better than 1,000 anywhere else on earth. I would rather be the lowest of lows, just a gatekeeper opening the door, and that's all I can do. I would rather do that in the house of my God than to live the good life in the homes of the wicked. For the Lord God is our sun. But he's not just our son, he is our shield. That is, he is everything we are, everything we have. He gives us grace, he gives us glory. The Lord will withhold no good things from those who love him and do what is right. O Lord of heaven's armies, what joy for those who trust in you. In verse 3, the psalmist says, even the sparrow, the lowest bird in all of creation, the most plentiful bird, even the sparrow, even the swallow builds her nest and raises her young near the place or the place near your altar. So even the lowest of low, even the sparrow finds a place in the worship and the adoration of God the Father. Even the lowest human being can dwell before the Lord in peace and gladness, provided, of course, those of us believing beyond the old covenant in the new covenant, provided, of course, that we have a right relationship with God the Father. Grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. So those of us who have put our faith and our trust in Christ, we've repented of our sin and we've trusted in Jesus as Savior and Lord, then at that point we are in a right relationship with Holy God. And no matter how lowly we may be, we find a place before the Father. In His grace, God has provided that way to make us lovely, covering us with the loveliness of the righteousness of His Son when we trust in Jesus. Paul says it this way in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sins so that we could be made right with God through Christ. So the Bible, in the Old Covenant, the Bible often speaks of the beauty of God. Physically, emotionally, spiritually, in every way possible. Well, the new covenant is no different. The new covenant does as well speaks about the beauty of God, and the most beautiful of his creations pale in comparison to his radiant beauty and glory. But one day, church, one day, for those of us who are in Christ Jesus, we will see his lovely face. And our words, it's impossible for our words to be able to describe what that beauty will be like. But one day, for those of us who are in Christ Jesus, we will be able to see his lovely face, and we simply cannot describe it while we're here on this earth. This is not about a sermon where the preacher is saying, y'all got to start coming to church more. This is a Psalm 84 where where the psalmist had realized that there is nothing on earth that it can even compare to the beauty and the glory of God the Father, and that He is my worship and my praise. Nothing else can even compare. If you had one place to go, where would you go? One place. One place that you could visit. Where would you visit? It was really interesting after the early worship to hear all of the comments. Oh, I've been watching a show on Netflix about Scotland. I would go to Scotland. That's where I would go. Oh, okay. All right. Oh, I'm going in 3 weeks. My two best friends and I are going in 3 weeks, and we're going to climb mountain. I don't even know what mountain he said they're going to climb. And that's on my list. Oh, I would go here, or I would go. I wouldn't want to go there. I'd heard all of these comments. But if you could visit one place, where would you visit? That's a common question that we ask each other here in the American culture. Would you go to Europe or Asia? Would you go to the Caribbean, the beach? Would you go to Alaska, Hawaii? Where would you go if you could go one place, if you had that one chance? We call that here in America our bucket list. And I heard after the early worship all kinds of bucket lists. So where would your bucket list be? Now, bucket list is more than just a place to go. We have other things that we would put on our bucket list. But one of those things that people put on their bucket list is where they would want to go. For example, golfers, and when I'm talking about golfers, I'm not talking about people like me. I go once every 3 months and I hit it all over the golf course. But I'm talking about real golfers. I mean, those people that love everything about golf. They love the smell of the grass in the morning. They love the clubhouse. They love buying and selling clubs, and they just love being, they can't sleep on the night before they're going golfing because they're so excited about getting out on the golf course and all those kind of things. Well, those kind of people, they'll have a bucket list of they want to go to St. Andrews, the home of golf. Oh, one of my best friends who is a phenomenal golfer. I mean, he's a great golfer. And he golfs all the time, and that was his bucket list. And finally, last spring, oh, he got to go, and he played St. Andrews, and he played all of these different golf courses in Scotland, and it was on his bucket list. And that's kind of golfers, if they had a bucket list, or one of the iconic courses in America, you know, like Pinehurst or Pebble Beach or something like that. But where if you're not a golfer, where would you go? Now, that's not a setup for us to make us feel bad, but now, at the same time, the psalmist would say to us today, I've got a better idea for you, all right? Let me try to help you out a little bit. I've been there. I've done that. So let me try to give you a better option. The psalmist had been to St. Andrews and played golf, you know? Did you know that? The psalmist had already been to Alaska on an Alaskan cruise. The psalmist had already been to the Caribbean. The psalmist had already traveled through Europe and had witnessed and looked at all of the great, great cathedrals in Europe. The psalmist had been everywhere all over the world, and then the psalmist came to the conclusion, I'm now being drawn back to God the Father, and he said, you know what, better is one day, just one day in the house of the Lord. Emotionally, mentally, spiritually, my heart lifting up voices of praise to God the Father. One day, just one day in the house of the Lord would be better than 1,000 days spent anywhere else in the world. In his mind, there is no place. He had finally arrived to that place where he had no place he would rather be than with the Lord. And he understands something that we don't quite understand in ourselves, that only God is sufficient to satisfy our hearts and what our hearts long for and desire. And he had finally come to that great conclusion, only God the Father. And for those of us living beyond the old covenant and the new covenant, when what God has given to us, life in the name of his Son Jesus, understanding that God and God alone through His Son Jesus gives us all that we need. Timothy Keller wrote, his complete devotion of God to his presence above all else is further revealed in his remark that he would rather be a doorkeeper in the Lord's house than live the good life in the homes of the wicked. The psalmist is making a comparison here between the lowest places of service in God's house and the highest levels of adulation in the world. Given the choice between being served himself or keeping watch over the doors of the Lord's house and letting people in and out, he would rather be a doorkeeper. He would rather be common in the greatest place in the world than to be exalted among unbelievers. Better to be a lowly servant and to be with God than to be a king with the ungodly. The psalmist realizes in verse 11 that there's no better, that there's no safer place than to be in the presence of the Lord and to enjoy His blessings. That's an interesting choice, isn't it? The lowest place in heaven or the highest place on earth? Which one would you choose? Because that sounds like a great question for a sermon on Sunday, but let me tell you something. Every single day, today, tomorrow, Tuesday, people all over the world are going to make that choice. What would you choose? The lowest place in heaven or the highest place on earth? Because everybody in the world that's living and breathing is going to make that choice today, tomorrow, and Tuesday, and Wednesday, and every day this week. The lowest place in heaven or the highest place on earth? Which one would you choose? A lowly servant in heaven? Or the highest king on earth? Which one would you choose? The psalmist, and that's what this psalm is all about, Psalm 84, is revealing to us, this is my choice. This is my choice. A doorkeeper in heaven than the greatest king on this earth. So what about you? What's your choice? As we come to a close, I just want you to think about this. Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Sovereign God, Creator of all that is, the Giver of life. For those of us who have repented of our sin and put our trust and our faith in Jesus, He is the one who gives us eternal life. He's the one who gives us abundant life. He is the one who gives us freedom. We are free. We are no longer condemned because of our sin, which we should be, but we're free of that condemnation because of what Jesus has given to us. So Jesus is everything. He is the Creator. He is the Giver of life. Everything that there is no greater than Jesus. And Jesus Himself chose, willingly, willfully chose to be the lowest servant of all so that you and I could have a choice today and that we could choose to spend eternity with Almighty God in the house of Almighty God. Now that, church, is worthy of our worship. So the heart of the gospel in the Psalms teaches us today that heaven is our goal and heaven is our worship. Anything less is simply trash. One day in the house of the Lord is far greater than 1,000 days spent anywhere else on this earth. And for those of us who know Christ as Savior and Lord, just like the birds and swallows in this great psalm, we enjoy the worship of God simply because of what He has given to us in Christ Jesus. Father, thank You for that gift today. Better is one day with You in Your house, holding Your hand, having Your arms wrapped around us, trusting You for salvation, trusting You for the gift of life. Better is one day, just one day with You, than 1,000 days anywhere else. Thank You, Father, for this great, powerful psalm, for what it teaches us about the heart of a worshiper. The heart of a worshiper that had seen everything and realized that nothing on this earth could compare to Sovereign God. Father, may that be the choice that we all make today. that we could literally walk out of this sanctuary today saying, you know what, better is one day with Jesus, our Savior and Lord. Better is one day with Him than 1,000 days with everything the world has to offer. That would be our heart cry, just as the heart cry of the psalmist thousands of years ago. May that be our prayer and our worship today, Father. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Our invitation is going to be O Worship the King, hymn number 104. If you have a decision for Christ and you've never made that decision public, then we encourage you today to do that. If you need to come and pray, whatever, join our church, whatever the Lord leads you to do, just simply be obedient to the Holy Spirit. Do that as we stand, as we sing. Be seated real quickly before we head out for the afternoon. Real quickly, what do we got first? Spots. If you haven't given to spots, boy, we're getting close. We're getting real close to our parking lot and our renovations for our several renovations for our fellowship hall. So if you haven't given, please make sure that you give so we'll have enough money to do that. Scott's Orchard coming up Tuesday, the 24th. And leaves the church at 9 a.m. Sign up on the old Lord's Supper table for you seniors. Family night, the Aquatic Center, July the 16th. See Micah, Rachel, they'll get you all the information for family night. That's always a fun night. All right. And then going beyond live with Priscilla.
Shira,
thank you. Worship with Anthony Evans as well. That's going to be August 23rd. Von Braun Civic Center, Whitney Mashton, Amanda Rowe, they will have all that information. Sign up, I believe, is on the Old Lord's Supper table, or you can sign up by calling, talking to Whitney or Amanda. All right, anything else? Okay. Yesterday was a great yard sale in our fellowship hall for our students going on the mission trip this summer to Belize. I think they raised over $5,000 yesterday, and there's still a lot of stuff in that fellowship hall. Now, tomorrow, Amazon Hope is going to come and take the rest of it away. So today and today only, there are all kinds of great deals that can be made up in the fellowship hall. Go up there. Now, on the right side, there will be signs on certain things that say sold. If something's sold and they just haven't picked it up yet, then you cannot have it. If it doesn't have sold on it, you can go to the left side and there's stuff everywhere. Pick out what you want. It doesn't matter how much. If you only $5 for it, doesn't matter. Just whatever you want to leave. Or if you don't have money on you today, just come by the office and give at some other time. So go up there, browse through all that stuff and grab what you want. Because you've got today and today only, and then tomorrow they are going to come and take all of that stuff away. So a lot of great Warren and Heather, so thankful to this church family. Said, let's have a yard sale. I don't know if you saw it, but yesterday, if you came here, that fellowship hall was from top to bottom, side to side, and pulling out into the overhang and out on the in the hallway. You just always step up to the plate when it comes to our